Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to What If? That sounds so wrong to say. I'm so used to saying, is it that nerdy?
If?
What if? What if Chloe gave birth?
If I get $1 million?
Then you wouldn't be doing this.
I would be happy.
I mean, if you got $1 million, then I'll force you into getting me a studio and we could do this.
Nah.
You wouldn't buy like a plot of land or anything, get a house, and then I can come move in and then we can have a studio in the basement and, have the whole layout.
Was thinking of going to the moon, stay far away from everyone. Or go to the sun. The sun is furthest away.
Why the sun? You'd die on the sun.
It's the furthest one away.
Mars would be better because there's water there.
Yeah, but Mars is like a desert. It's too sandy. The sand get everywhere.
Well, bring dirt with you.
Don't want to grow, like hold a bucket full of dirt.
Just have one bucket full of dirt and you're like,
don't
huh, thought that was enough.
want.
Don't have an escape pod to get
Yeah, I
back.
don't want people calling me the crazy dirt lady.
Or you can be the savior and be the one that starts life on Mars.
Yeah, I ain't no one savior.
Well, do you want to see the topic for today or no?
You can, because it's not me who came up with this one, it was you.
Right. Wow, way to out me out there.
Yeah, if no one liked this one, blame him.
Blame Chloe.
If you blame me, I don't really give two shits.
Okay, the topic for today is what if a zombie apocalypse really happened?
I can tell you this right now, I'll probably be the cause of
Damn.
it. Knowing my stupid dumb ass, I'll probably be the reason of the zombie apocalypse. And if I'm
Like, oh, what's this? And you drink a chemical and you're like, oh.
not the dumb ass who get be the first one gone, I'll probably be the dumb person who gets killed by the first zombie.
So you may be the second zombie.
Yeah, I'll probably be the second.
Now, all the information that I'm getting off right now is from Forbes.com. So, do you want me to start reading or?
Yeah.
Suppose a zombie apocalypse really happened. Do you think you would survive? A team of students in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Leicester, I don't know, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, took this question seriously. You're not going to like the answer.
I wouldn't took it serious.
If the answer is everybody lives, I'm not going to like it.
No, I think I have heard something ages ago, and I said it'll take like 6 months before everyone will die.
Yeah, the students published a pair of papers in Leicester's undergraduate
Don't know.
Journal of Physics special topics based on an my reading is so bad today. Epidemiological model called SIR success. I know what it says. I know what it like says, but I can't say it out loud.
Accessible.
Susceptible, infected and recovered or removed. That's often used to model the spread of infectious diseases throughout a population. They adapted SIR, I was about to not be able to say that, to model a zombie apocalypse. What, first of all, what do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. If it's anything like the coronavirus, we're all fucked. Especially America. America needs to get their shit together.
Oh, New York.
Oh, New York would probably be the worst.
Yeah, could you
Like,
imagine
I
being a
think we're
zombie apocalypse
all
in New
the.
York? Oh my God.
Oh, maybe. Like, maybe California, like all the high places.
By the way, before we actually really get into it, I just wanted to say something. Well, me and Chloe wanted to say something.
Oh, yeah.
We are so sorry for going MIA.
Yeah, we had issues going on in our family.
Yeah, and I just got back to school as well, so I've been working very hard at school, studying law, and, you know, fun, quote-unquote, fun stuff.
Fun. just fun. Listen to the fun.
Listen to fun. It's fun, trust me. You should choose
no,
it too.
No one's behind me. No one's behind me. It's fun.
Oh, by the way, welcome to the first episode of What If. We haven't even mentioned that.
Yeah, because you're the last saying it sounds dirty.
All right. Well, we really was like, we couldn't come up with many ideas for Is It That Nerdy? So we were like,
did. Well, it was just that
they weren't either good or we couldn't find much information on them.
Yeah, and if we did find good information on it, it was kind of a bit boring, the information.
You can tell by the end we were kind of getting like desperate.
Yeah, and people just telling us to redo the same thing over.
Yeah. Well, welcome to What If, guys.
What if Brody becomes a zombie?
In their first version of the model, they assumed that zombies could infect but not kill. People who were infected are uninfected. So, in like their first example, they assumed that zombies could infect people but couldn't kill people. All right?
Okay.
They also assumed that there was a 90% probability that an uninfected person who met a zombie would be infected, and that zombies died after 20 days if they did not feed. They set the population of the world at 7.5 billion, which is very close to current real world estimates. The model was started with one zombie at day zero. Nothing happens for about 3 weeks as the number of zombies slowly multiplies, like the coronavirus.
Yeah. But
RIP 2020.
The thing about it is, wouldn't the zombies just decompose over time? Because they're still human, but they aren't human. Like, when we die,
they still have the organs in there, though.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, every time you watch a zombie movie, it's basically they decomposing.
And then the fecal matter hits the wiring cooling device on or about day 20. The zombie population begins a meteoric exponential increase that's mirrored in a decline in the uninfected population. Most of the world's population is wiped out over the next 3 weeks. What the heck? Listen to this. On day 100, there are only 181 uninfected survivors on the planet. You're probably not one of them.
Yeah, my dumb ass did the first one. Gone. I told you that. I'm gone. I'll probably be too fucking lazy to survive, so I end up dying.
Honestly, halfway through it, I'll probably be like, it's too much work living.
It's too much work watching over, like, behind your back. Because if a zombie apocalypse did happen, you legit are watch your back and everything.
You know what I want to get? There's a VR Walking Dead game where you have to, like, kill the zombies and everything. It's so cool. Anyway, this grim version of the model assumes that there are no geographic boundaries like oceans or mountain ranges that might slow the zombie apocalypse down. The students modified the model to see what would happen if geography separated people into three zones. They assumed that zombies could not cross a boundary until there were at least 500,000 zombies in an infected zone. The zombies were arranged so that Zone A was connected to Zone B, and Zone B was connected to Zone C. Yeah. The zombies couldn't spread directly from A to Z, C.
Mm.
Once again, the model started with one zombie in Zone A. The uninfected did a little better in this scenario, but not by much. Again, nothing much happens for about 3 weeks, and then the zombie increase exponentially. About a week later, the zombie population decreases slightly as they try to make their way into Zone B. The despite is brief, and the zombies quickly resume their exponential march to dominance. The pattern is repeated when the zombies move from Zone B to C. After 100 days, there are 273 uninfected people in the world.
Ooh.
Honestly, I would believe that one more, because, like, how can a zombie swim?
Yeah, yeah.
And how can they climb a mountain? I mean, if there are enough of them, they could climb a mountain.
World War Z. If they climbed over the wall.
I've started watching it. And yeah, they were like running and then they climbed they over didn't, the wall or whatever.
Like in that movie, the zombies knew who people who were sick and they didn't target them.
Mm.
In that movie. So if you were sick, you were basically
good.
You get to live.
Well, one shot of COVID, here I come. But wait, there are a number of things missing from these models. People aren't going to sit around waiting to be infected. They're going to fight back. They're also going to get better at avoiding zombies as time goes on. Although, they're going to have to learn to do this quickly. Finally, if they can survive long enough, people can replace summer losses by having babies.
Yeah, but do you really want to be pregnant in a zombie apocalypse?
I already populate this if I'm pregnant, so...
That's a joke between us. Every time I see him, I ask him how the baby's going.
Just for I've had 500 babies so far, and I have 500,000 grandchildren, and I only know two of them personally because they're the billionaires.
Yeah, just letting everyone know who won't get that. That's just a joke between me and him.
It's not a joke. It's real life. Yeah,
apparently his child is Jeffree Star.
Their gender is Jeffree Star.
So somehow Jeffree Star actually got to hear this, or I doubt it, but still.
Hey.
His child's are genders of Jeffree Star, okay?
Yeah, you're the main gender of them all.
Just think how crazy that would be. What if everyone turns into Jeffree Star? That could be another series.
Hi. How are you? Well, everybody is just constantly saying, hi, how are you?
I will probably, straight up, I'll probably go insane and end up killing myself.
Well, the students published a second paper in the Journal of Physics Special Topics that took all of these factors into account. They added a parameter to the model that gives each person a 10% chance of killing a zombie when they meet. They modeled people's increasing sophistication at avoiding zombies by replacing the 90% probability of infection when an encounter takes place with the parameter that decreases the chance of infection as the number of uninfected declines.
Mm.
Births were modeled by assuming that the uninfected are equally divided between males and females. And the half the uninfected are in a position to make a baby at any given time. And that half of the females are capable of having a baby. They also assume that females could have one baby every 3 years. What I don't understand is every 1 in 10 women can't have babies, right?
Yeah.
If 270 women are left on the earth, hold up. That would mean only like 150.
Yeah, but if they have babies and their babies like grow up and some of them like, let's say half of them are girls that they give birth to, and half of them boys, they'll fall in love with each other, like, thing. And then when the girls grow up, they will have families. Probably. I don't know. I know for a fact if there was a zombie apocalypse, I ain't getting pregnant. I don't want this massive fucking valley and I've got like 10 zombies chasing me. Like, I'm fat. I can't run.
Same.
like you're pregnant, you're fat, you can't run. You can barely bend over to tie your shoes.
You're like running with a gun and you're like pregnant and you're like, okay, here, take the gun.
And especially, like,
Mama will put it down her throat and then you can grab and shoot it on my stomach. Don't worry, it won't hurt.
The thing is, and then later on, you got labor you got to deal with.
Oh, the blood, it will attract so many zombies. If, well, in the scenario of them being able to smell blood.
Yeah.
That would attract a lot of zombies.
Yeah, and then if in movies, you gotta be quiet. If zombies hear you in movies, I'm just going off on movies and all that. Some girls scream. Because the stories that I have heard from my mum, from your mum, from my nana, and people who have actually had kids, they go, it's the worst pain.
Okay, we've only got like one paragraph left, then we can just talk about random crap.
Okay.
The uninfected do much better in this scenario, obviously. The exponential increase in the number of zombies is delayed by about 10 days, but then it rises exponentially as before. However, at 100 days, there are still roughly 200 million uninfected left alive.
Wow.
This is a drastic decline from the 7.5 billion that were alive when the scenario began, but it is orders of magnitude better than the few hundred people that were left in the earlier scenarios. True. I was like, 200 million, that seemed a lot. And then I realized the beginning number.
Oh, you like my dumbass.
Yeah. The number of uninfected continued to decline, but they managed to survive until day 1,000. At this time, there are roughly 67 million uninfected left. This may sound like a lot, but it's approximately 88 survivors out of every 10,000 people who were alive at day zero. That's not many.
No.
That would be like having 100 people and then only 3/4 of
them. That's basically kind of like 3 families put together, kind of. It depends if your family's big. Like, yeah. Our family
on day 1,000
is big, so...
Oh, yeah.
So if our family and maybe another family who's big like us, that would probably be 2 families for us.
Yeah. On day 1,000, things look bad for the uninfected, but they look worse for the zombies. Most of the zombies have died because there aren't very uninfected left to feed on, and the ones who are still alive haven't gotten very good at avoiding zombies. The zombies disappear completely over the next 6 years, about 3 years after the human populations begin to slowly but noticeably grow. So there you have it. If you quickly learn to avoid the zombies, fight back when you can't avoid them, and make babies when you're not avoiding or fighting, you have a 0.0088 probability of surviving for 1,000 days. Think you can make it?
No.
One thing that the models didn't consider that you should be aware of is that zombies are always more dangerous at night.
Like that movie, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
How basically, but that movie is more like they are kind of like zombies and vampire mixed together.
Yeah. Do you think we would survive?
Oh no, I told you. I'll be the first one gone. I'll be the cause of it.
Wow, you're going to be the world's most hunted zombie.
I will legit be the reason.
The destroyer of all mankind. Who would be the first person you would infect?
Oh, if I'm going down, taking my whole family down with me.
I'm offended.
I'm sorry. If I'm gone, I'm taking everyone down with me.
Excuse me, I have a whole plan. Like a whole folder.
You might have a plan, but
I will kill you.
Sorry, I've already chosen to kill you.
I will actually, like, if I saw you as a zombie, I wouldn't hesitate to kill you. I wouldn't hesitate to even kill Nate or Ariel. Anyone, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. So back on special. Hey! This BRCTH was pushing me off a building and I just pushed her up one. By the way, I'm playing a game.
Yeah, I'm playing a game too. I'm playing Rocket League.
Are you really? I thought you were playing Roblox.
No, I'm not playing that.
So, anything happening recently for you, Chloe, other than being homeless?
No, I have for next year, basically, for next year, I have three things I want to do. I'll show you about three things I want to do. You already know this, Brody. All right, the three things are get a car, like a real good car. Get the tattoo that I've always wanted that means something to me, not like something stupid like everyone get like this goddamn random shit. It will mean something.
What are you saying about me, Chloe?
No. Some people get tattoos just because they want a tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo because it will have meaning to me. Or the third one is get a PC, a gaming PC. And I'm trying to figure out what one should I get first.
I reckon either gaming PC or tattoo.
Yeah. Like, I know the car can wait, but the tattoo...
No, car first. Car.
Yeah, of course. You want me to go pick you up.
Or just come over in general so we can hang out.
But, yeah, those are the three things I want to do next year. But I want the PC, gaming PC, so I can play PC. I've always wanted to play PC, but I never had the money for it. But I finally saved up. I saved up for a year. This whole year I have saved up. And I have almost got enough money to do tattoo, car, or PC. But if I do the car, I have to save a bit more. Way a bit more.
I'm sorry if that was loud.
But those are the three things I want to do next year. And
get a car.
But I'm confused because I kind of want the PC and the tattoo. Car.
If you get the car, then you can drive to get the PC.
Don't you mean...
And the tattoo.
I don't know. Like, maybe... maybe I can ask you guys to help me because I'm confused of what I should do.
Yeah, because, I'll put a poll.
Yeah, no matter what one Instagram. Is, I'm going to get all three eventually, but... If I get the tattoo...
In what order should you...
Yeah, like, the tattoo, I can go do it now if I wanted to, but I want to do it next year because I have 6 birthdays in October I've got to do, and then Christmas is coming up, so I've got presents then, so that's why I'm like, I'll do it next year.
What are you getting me, Chloe?
I'm giving you turd on toast.
I thought you were going to get me a labor pool thing. You know those things where you can have birth at home?
No, no, that's too the expensive. Pool, like, I'll just buy you a kid's pool. So when you give birth, they can just go play in the pool.
It's like I give birth to them and water. They don't even know they've been born yet.
Yeah. So what do you want to do?
I really want a piercing.
A piercing. Brody wants a piercing and a tattoo, but he is too young.
Yeah, I'm fine with either.
Your mummy won't let him.
Well, when I'm 16, I can get one.
See, this is what happens when you're over 18. You can do whatever you want.
And that's why you need to get a car.
Oh,
no! Sorry, I'm playing a game with Chloe right now, and I get very loud. Yeah, I really want a small black piercing.
A small black piercing. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, how I want to do it by next year.
Yeah. Well, I could do... Oh, yay, Chloe, go. I could get a piercing any day.
Yeah, but by next time... Like, next year, like, how I'm getting almost all three next year. But.
No.
So, yeah. What would you get from next year thingy?
For next year? Well, I would be 15 next year, so I couldn't get my tattoo yet.
Yeah.
Did I just bump you twice?
Yeah, but, what would you do for three things next year, like I am, basically?
Three things
almost
next year?
Almost three things. I might be getting all three things later, but because the car's going to be cost the most out of everything.
I would like to get a, PC next year. I'll try to get a lip piercing by next year and get more followers on our podcast.
Shouldn't that be Christmas?
What do you mean? By Christmas?
No, for my Christmas present, I would like...
More followers, please. No.
Yeah, maybe we should call that, Brody, because we're getting into the game.
What do you mean?
Okay, we'll put up a poll of what I should do for next year. What should I get?
And also, I'll put up a question thing of what do you want next year?
It doesn't have to be three things. You can...
Just anything. Oh, whoa, lag. Yeah, anything you want by next year, put in the question.
Yeah.
No.
But, yeah, we'll put it up after the game.
Yeah, we're playing Rocket League.
Yeah.
I know Rocket League... gets a very hated game for some reason. It's just but I think it's because...
easy game just to play while we talk.
Yeah, it's also... I think it's hated as well because it's like... I've heard a lot of people say it's really interesting at the beginning, but then it gets really boring.
Yeah, we're just playing it from the start.
Whoa, did you just see that? I literally just flung across the field because of lag.
We'll put up...
Chloe just wants to stop it already.
No. It's because I kind of want to start yelling. And...
At me?
Yeah, at you.
I feel bullied.
Because somebody's not defending.
I'm defending.
Come on, I've already scored twice.
And they have two.
Yeah, I scored twice.
My internet is so bad right now. I'm using my phone data, so the internet's a bit better on
here. Yeah, we live in Australia, so we got the shit internet.
Internet is no. No!
But we'll put up the poll.
Are you closing off the podcast for today, Chloe? Yeah, you should close it off today.
Oh, fine. Hey, give me $1 million and have a wonderful day.